Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Hangover Edition. Thank you to all the fine folks that joined us down at Hawk's Fine Bar and Grill on State Street last night. We stayed late.
We kept me up going. Too late, man. It was fun. Thank you, Hawk. Thank you, everybody, for coming out and hanging out. It was a lot of fun.
Do you recall that I still owe you $20?
Of course I recall that.
You didn't remember. I could have totally stiffed you on that $20.
Oh, come on, man. You never would have done that to me, Crudy.
No, because you're going to owe me some money on the 3-2 with the Steen winning the primary and Janelle Branchen getting stiffed on the Trump kiss. I'm going to win money on both that. And then, Dom, I got to acknowledge the fine people that, you know, contact this big show. We've got Evan lightly screening the calls here in the world headquarters at 844-967-2789. And we've been referencing the GOP gubernatorial race because the Senate race got boring. All the candidates dropped out. It's sort of Mandela's to lose. And then there's this very spiteful proxy war going on the Republican side. And if you're outside of Wisconsin, let me see if I can set the stage. There was the presumptive of the former lieutenant governor under Scott Walker. I call him Wanker because he is a wanker. But Scott Walker, her name's Rebecca Clayfish, and she's fairly charismatic, and she's photogenic. She was a television news anchor for years. So she's good on her feet, good in front of the cameras, and she's been running for governor since she lost the job 4 years ago. Right. So she's in constant campaign mode,
yes. And
she's been earning favors, all this stuff. And she went down to Mar-a-Lago, and she saw Donald Trump try to get that coveted Trump endorsement. But somehow she left people wanting. They needed a man. And so Tommy
Not just
Thompson,
a man, a businessman, a brawny businessman, a job creator man.
Well, let's not forget, Bill McCoshin considered jumping in the race. Tommy Thompson, the thrice-elected former governor of the state of Wisconsin. I mean, the guy's 80, and apparently Clayfish left him wanting. He considered jumping in the race. And then this Tim Michaels, this Connecticut-based come lately businessman to Wisconsin. Now, the family does own a big corporation, but apparently he hardly shows up at it, you know, lives out in Connecticut with the family. But he's back to run again. And one of our fine audience members hit us up on Twitter, Dom, tweeting us at Devil Radio. Blue Wave 2020 at Blue Patriot USA tweets at us at Devil Radio. I won't vote for Tim Michaels, but I really enjoyed him in the vacation movies. And then he included a picture of Randy Quaid.
Yeah, I see that, man.
And that's the crazier Quaid, right? You know Randy Quaid.
Oh, yeah.
Randy's gone full Trumpster, right?
Uh-huh.
Randy Quaid in the bathrobe that's barely covering the nards. You know what I mean? Just
Christmas vacation. Merry Christmas. Crapper's full, right?
That.
Nice, Evan.
So that's the photo that Blue Wave tweets us of Randy Quaid, who I swear to God, at least in this representation, is the spitting image of the Trump-endorsed Connecticut living Johnny Come Lately Tim Michaels running for governor right here in the great state of Wisconsin.
That's really funny. Yes, a young Randy Quaid is definitely Tim Michaels.
A young Randy Quaid indeed. Let's talk about the other guy on the ballot this fall. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, perhaps America's most vulnerable U.S. Senator. And he's so vulnerable, Dom, because he's kind of a dumbass. I mean, the latest, I can't imagine that he thinks that this will be a popular proposition. It's being reported. He went on a Righty Whitey Talk radio show up in the valley. Actually, I don't care where he went, but he went on a Righty Whitey Talk radio show. And he made this statement that he thinks what? Medicare and Social Security, which he calls entitlements, despite the fact people pay for them throughout their entire working careers, you make contributions. These are not entitlements. These are things you've paid for. But that's not the way the rich, married well Ron Johnson sees it. The headline here, self-serving multimillionaire GOP Ron Johnson slammed over push to dismantle Social Security and Medicare. Now, recently, Senator Rick Scott, also quite a rich man. I think he was, what, the greatest defrauder of Medicaid in America's history? His corporation that he was the CEO of defrauded Medicare, the federal government, to the tune of like $1 billion. And then he became a U.S. senator.
Right. I think it took the fifth a few times.
If you know how to steal and rob and you're corrupt on that sort of level, you really should be in governance. So Rick Scott, apparently this senator from Florida, came out with this 11-point plan. And people called it harsh. And, you know, the Republicans
A couple months ago, Scott came out with this plan. And it was he was derided for it. Let's put it that way. Well, out of touch. Hell, Mitch even the McConnell. Republicans weren't happy about it.
Well, Mitch McConnell doesn't want to expose what they're for. I mean, what are Republicans for? They're for women not having autonomy over their own bodies. They're for forced birth, right?
Yes, no abortion rights. Yes, forced government birthing. Yes, insurrection. Yes, yep.
And there's
seditious conspiracy. Yes, lots of things the MAGAs are for.
And dismantling Social Security and Medicare. And that's where we pick up the story today of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Now, Democratic challenger Mandela Barnes slammed Senator Ron Johnson as a self-serving multimillionaire on Tuesday. And really, those are the most complimentary things you can say about Ron. On Tuesday, after the sitting Republican from Wisconsin called for making both Social Security and Medicare discretionary programs. That would be a terrible, terrible thing for us to do. Because that would leave it to jacknuts like Ron Johnson and Ted Cruz to make decisions year to year in an arbitrary fashion from administration to administration, from elective whim of the voters to whim, to make decision on whether or not, let's say, your Medicare covers your health care anymore.
Yeah, maybe it will this year, maybe it won't next year. I mean, who wants consistency in governance, huh?
Well, you used to get $1,500 a month for Social Security, but, you know, times have been tough. We got to cut some budget strings. Now you get $800. Suck it, Grandma. I mean, this is effectively what taking it and making it discretionary to the whim of every politician and every political win does. Or a really good idea. You know, Ron Johnson might characterize it. Speaking on a Righty Whitey radio show earlier in the day, Johnson criticized the mandatory spending demanded by Social Security and Medicare, guaranteed benefit programs available to all Americans, and overwhelmingly popular.
Well, that doesn't matter.
So Rojo said something to the effect, and I quote the raw story here. What we ought to be doing is we ought to turn everything into discretionary spending, so that it's all evaluated, so that we can fix problems or fix programs that are broken. If they weren't broken, Rojo intends to break them, Dom. And in response, Barnes said the Trump-supporting Republican incumbent, and here's the quote from Mandela, wants to strip working people of Social Security and Medicare they've earned. And you could say, well, that's conflating, that's hyperbolic. Not really. That is the underlying intent of the multimillionaire self-serving Ron Johnson. Let me read the rest of his quote. Wisconsinites pay into Social Security through a lifetime of hard work, and they're counting on this program and Medicare, but Ron Johnson doesn't care. Barnes, who currently serves as the LT, Lieutenant Governor, was far from the only critic to pounce on Johnson's remarks. And it's not just me, Dom. There's others. You got some of the others?
I do not.
Okay, then let me give you a few more.
Lay it out for me, brother.
My Congressman, Mark Pocan, said via Twitter, you know, that money you paid all your life out of your paycheck for Social Security and Medicare, question mark, at Ron Johnson wants to steal your money and potentially cut benefits from both. That's a more extreme position than almost anyone in the U.S. Senate. Time for the other Mandela. And he had linked the local coverage on the Journal Sentinel here from Madison, more accurately, Milwaukee, I guess, the paper of record, or at least it used to be.
Also from Madison.com, Alexander Schur reporting a little bit on this. Again, Ron Johnson wanting to turn every government program into discretionary spending programs. Such an effort could lead to yearly battles over the program. Fights that some Republicans say are necessary to cut down on government spending, while many Democrats consider the programs to be some of the nation's most beneficial. Spending on many defense and education programs has long been discretionary, but programs like Social Security and Medicare are mandatory spending programs which don't need congressional authorization every year. Social Security and many other mandatory spending programs are indefinitely in effect. What's mandatory are things like Social Security and Medicare, Johnson said. If you qualify for the entitlement, again, mischaracterization, if you qualify for the entitlement, you just get it no matter what the cost. Yeah. And our problem in this country is that more than 70% of our federal budget, of our federal spending, is all mandatory spending. It's on automatic pilot. You just don't do proper oversight. You don't get in there and fix the programs going bankrupt. It's not going bankrupt. It's just an automatic pile, Ron, is what Ron's saying. Now, there's a surplus, right? I mean, right now, I believe there is a surplus, and I believe other parts of the government actually borrow from that fund as they need it and give them, you know, IOUs. So what, Ron, in this program that we all put into, it's not an entitlement program, we all fund this thing, and Ron borrows it, right? The government borrows from that fund, and now they don't want to pay it back, and they want to, what, have this negotiated every single year, question mark? That is one of the most asinine proposals this guy has ever put out there.
In a statement, Philip Shulman, spokesperson for the Wisconsin Democratic Party, said, Ron Johnson has made clear he would cut Social Security and Medicare despite the devastating impact it would have on older Wisconsinites during his years in D.C. Johnson has lost touch with Wisconsinites, and voters will hold him accountable in November. What did Ron last say about Social Security? It was a Ponzi scheme.
Oh.
And he's the only one winning, apparently.
Yeah.
Come back, more devils.